Hey friends, it is Memorial Day, and as we think about Memorial Day, you know, I think that we may have done a poor job as a society, as America, of teaching our children about Memorial Day. You know, to so many people, Memorial Day is just a three-day weekend, a time to barbecue, a time to party, a time to get together with family. And although there are good things about getting together with loved ones and grilling out and going to the lake or whatever activities that people do on Memorial Day, I think it's so easy to miss what it's about. Now, obviously, it's not a Christian holiday per se, but it certainly is tied to our faith in this. Memorial Day is a time of remembering people who have died serving in the U.S. military. And so we don't have to look very far to really understand how that affects Christianity. People who have died fighting for the freedom that we have, and in particular for Christians fighting for our ability to serve God without fear, to worship together at church, to pray publicly, the things that we do that so many of us can easily take for granted because it's always been that way for us. But the freedom that we are given in our country because men and women have laid down their lives to protect it is a pretty big deal. So let's just spend a moment thanking God for these individuals and thanking God for the freedom that we have. Lord, we just give you so much thanks this Memorial Day. And we remember those who have given their very lives for the freedom that we have, and particularly the freedom we have to worship our God, which is the most important freedom we've been given. Lord, for those of us who have loved ones who have died in battle, Lord, we ask for comfort today and peace today. Lord, for those who have not really understood how this impacts our faith today, may we just thank you and say thank you that we have the ability to worship you freely. Lord, we also take this opportunity to pray for those in this world who don't have freedom, who are constantly losing loved ones to war, and Lord, who are kept from publicly proclaiming their faith. Lord, may this remind us that we are to be open with our faith because we've been given that freedom. Thank you, Father, so much for those who have served our country. And Lord, may we as a country turn back to you. In Jesus' name, amen.